they're sticking there, they'll give it a go. They'll give it a go, and we'll see what that brings. You know, they've got to get some game time at some stage. And old school used to say, play with pain. You know, you play with the pain, you play with injury. And that was wrong back then, because people used to break down. They'd be back for a month, and they would break down, and they found it harder to get over those. And then a small-term injury became a long-term injury. And just over the last 10 years, I suppose, but certainly over the last 5-6 years, the physios really do know now why people get injured, and they can actually predict when they're going to get injured again. And you know, they've got all sorts of red flag system when somebody's likely to get injured again. And there's also, so the amount of training that some of these fellas who are coming back from injury can do is limited. But needs must at times. And you just got to say, right, we'll park all that. We'll listen to all that. It isn't that we're trivialising it or we don't rate it, but just for now, these fellas need to play. And that's where we're at.
What will Danny give you that you've not had over the past few weeks?
A bit of extra experience. I think the experience part of it, and being there and seeing it and done it. You know, Rob Burrows being a fantastic leader for us and doing his best. But in terms of leaders in the middle of the field, we've been lacking. You know, Ryan Hall and Callum Watkins and Zach Ardek, they've got enough experience now where they can lead. But you know, certainly those real old heads. Rod's been on his own a little while, and Magsy will give you some of those things that you know the coach can't give you. Though he's not on the tip sheet. It's just that situation that we've seen a thousand times.
With a few players coming back now, is Easter a less onerous prospect than it might have been a few weeks ago?
What does onerous mean?
Not good. Scary.
Listen, I think Easter's going to be a tough period for us. It is for all teams, but for a team that's, you know, some blokes are trying to get back to the fitness, and the last thing I want next week is two games in 96 hours.
In terms of Carl Abbott coming back, how much have I missed him and what he does in the middle of the park?
He's a quiet achiever, Carl. A lot of quality comes out of his game. A huge work rate. And he's always involved in some sort of line break or setting up for a try. So, and he's a fantastic defensive player as well. But I'm not sure where his body's at. He's another one that's come back early from injury. But I think we'll get him out there and test him and see how he goes.
And players like him, Jeremy Jones Buchanan and Brett Delaney back available this week, will that give a different look to how the side?
It certainly gives some of the young fellas a bit of confidence and gives the whole group a little bit of, you know, a bit of, I suppose, a good feeling. We've got to go out there and do it, though.
Jordan Willey's done a really good job, hasn't he, in difficult circumstances. Do you take the opportunity to sort of rest him now and just pull him out of the firing line a bit?
I think, that would be a good assessment. The young fellas will come in, and rarely do you see a young fella come into a team and then you just leave him in there, and before you know it, he's played 200 games. They always need a bit of a rest. They always go through a bit of a blip. And I think Jordan's his experience with us has been great for him. And he's been vital in some games for us, whether we've won or lost. He's played a crucial role, you know, in keeping us within touching distance. But it's probably the right time for him to step down for a week.